Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Go every time so others go every time so others may every time
get some.
Live from KS Bar and Grill, introducing Pin It Deep with Max Duffy and Miles Butler, presented by Kentucky Sports Radio.
G'day. We've got an Australian welcome today, which is special. Brent, we're going to get to the reason why Brent's not opening the show in a second, but I'm just competing with Matt Jones, who's currently downstairs in his usual loud voice, berating everyone that makes eye contact with him. We're here at KS Bar, as we always are. Welcome in, Miles. Miles, how are you?
It's good to be back.
Miles, we've got a very special show coming up on Sunday. Are you looking forward to it? At the great establishment that is Tin Roof. Not KS Bar, but Tin Roof.
Not KS Bar, not Clubhouse, not Two Keys, but the great Tin Roof. We will be there Sunday, what time, 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock till about 3:30, 4 o'clock. Well, we won't leave. We won't be leaving.
At 2 till 3 a.m.
Yeah,
maybe.
Me and you won't be leaving, but everyone else might have to leave at some stage. They've made us a special deal for me and you that probably is going to definitely highly encourage us to stick around for a long time that night. So if you'd like to see me and Miles at our best, just turn into Tin Roof at about 12 at night.
What's wrong with you, Brent? Well, you don't want to come?
Well, this is the thing. He's upset tonight, so he's not going to speak much. He's a little bit... He's been down the dumps
all
week.
Down in the dumps.
I feel like shit.
He feels like shit. He's emotionally, physically, spiritually, everything.
Is it a cold? Somebody break up with you recently? What's the issue?
Well, unless you've been living under a rock, I feel like, you know, you've been keeping up in the sports world. And
Patrick lived under a rock. Don't hate on rocks.
Yeah, well... The
Rock's wife sometimes would have lived under her. Him.
Yeah, it's true as well.
Uh-huh.
It's been a long week. If you are a Pinhead, if you're listening, I assume you are. You know I'm a Packers fan, diehard.
Yeah,
got the hat on right now.
Got the hat on. Never seen the Packers in person before.
You been COVID tested?
I'm not.
You been immunized?
I have. But someone who hasn't, apparently, is my favorite athlete, Aaron Rodgers. You know, for my birthday, I decided to treat myself, bought very, very expensive tickets to go to this game.
Yeah.
And it comes out on Wednesday that Aaron Rodgers, who I've been waiting my whole life to see playing the Packers, and we don't even have a guarantee that he's going to be playing in Green Bay next year, is out due to COVID. So not only do we lose out on Rodgers and Mahomes, but now we got to watch Jordan Love. And I have the potential of missing our first live show to go watch Jordan Love. So now I'm in a pickle. I don't know if I'm just going to try to sell the tickets last minute and make it to the live show and just go to another Packers game this season or what. But I could have cried.
Salt in the wound. But what he doesn't know is if he sells the tickets, we don't have a seat for him. So he's going to have to sit on the ground while we do the show.
True.
We only bought two seats for the show on Sunday. We've only got two. So you'd have to sit on the floor. Like, you can come on for sure, but you're just going to be sitting on the floor next to us.
What kind of seats did we get? Lawn chairs?
It's like when we come up here. We know there's three of us, so we get three chairs. We can't make those kind of arrangements. We don't want the empty chair and everyone's like, oh, they've got the ghost on today. Oh, the Brent wore camo. Brent wore camo.
Yeah,
thanks, Brent.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Just or no, because then if we have an empty third seat, someone will think it's theirs, and I don't want a random person sitting down.
Well, we could do it, and like you could just put like the little black tape over it in loving memory of Brent Wainscott when Aaron Rodgers played, because that Brent has gone, left and gone.
And I know that you love him, but it couldn't have happened to a better person with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, could have happened to Deshaun Watson, but, you know, I think Aaron Rodgers is okay enough.
Aaron Rodgers thought, like, if he was, like, swimming in a pool of COVID fluid, he probably still thought he would never get it.
Okay, have you seen him throw those touchdowns?
He does.
He's a handy football player. Doesn't mean he's a great person.
I mean, If he can do magical things on the football field, surely he can do magical things off of it as well.
The thing that most young athletes I've heard say.
Tell Aaron Hernandez that.
Especially NBA guys, is that, they don't think they're going to get that affected by COVID, but it's more about their family.
Yeah, correct.
So it's not shocking that he hasn't, because it doesn't seem like that would be a priority for him.
Can correct. We please, the touchy subject, I know that some people in this room, Max, are friends with Jordan Rogers. I don't want to bring up that open wound.
No, you all regularly hang out.
Me and Jordan are fine. No, we're good. We had dinner a couple Fridays ago.
Are you all closer than him and Aaron?
Probably.
Probably. A lot.
It's a lot. So Max,
we dapped up each other at the Mississippi State game.
That's good.
So it's like you, Jordan Rogers, Felipe Franks. Who else am I missing? There's Matt
downstairs. Pat McAfee.
The newly traded Von Miller.
Hey, Von was fine. I shared a limousine with Von Miller one time. If you can hear Matt Jones in the background, we're sorry that he is not just ruining it because he's speaking over us, but just ruining it with his voice and just general demeanor. But
not to mention, there's still like 20 minutes till kickoff.
I think we're good. Should we talk about this week's game, or are we not even going to bother?
Which one?
Is it just a foregone conclusion?
The game coming?
Tennessee.
I think we could get to it.
I'm so over this game that, as you guys would know, as we were leading up to this show, for about 5 minutes, I kept referring it as Mississippi State. Like, what are we going to say about Mississippi State?
I think what it is mentally you just can't process the fact that Kentucky lost to Mississippi State. So you're still looking forward to Mississippi State because you can't believe that they lost.
Yeah, that or the fact that last time I was probably had a BAC in the legal limit, I was still at Mississippi State on the sideline.
And the Cowbells have probably done some deep brain damage to you.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. Yeah.
Things got a little hazy after those for a night.
Yeah, I know how the players felt. But what do we think about Tennessee this week? I know, Brent, you probably don't care because you're just down in the dumps.
Yeah,
but
it's heartbroken.
Miles?
I think it's going to be high scoring. That's what I'm ready for. I think Kentucky's depleted on defense, banged up, as we know.
Up. Well, we'll see. Up. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see if they're banged up.
For those not paying attention to Coach Stoops this week, every time they've asked him in a press conference about any injured player.
For those who don't have the Miles Butler press conference fetish.
We'll see.
He literally texted us during the week and said, hey, guys, I know this is my kink, but you really need to watch the Mark Stoops,
press conference. Yeah, it's one of those, like, I don't know what y'all's recommended videos show up as. But my recommended videos on YouTube are all, it's like Dan Mullen press conference, Mark Stoops press conference, Kirby Smart press conference.
Yeah.
Maybe occasional Colin Cowherd video, but maybe the rest
of
them are all
Liv Cowherd videos, probably.
But Coach Stoops, he keeps getting asked about all the injured players, and his reply is just, we'll see.
We'll see.
Maybe he doesn't even know himself. That's kind of what I've come to the conclusion of.
He doesn't care. He's just ready to go regardless.
He just wants to see.
He knows, like, this is the thing. It's like he thinks that the people asking him the question are so stupid. Because it's like, we're at the time of the year where we're banged up. And of course, we'll just wait and see till Saturday. Then you can see.
Yep.
We're at game 8 through 12.
Yep, we'll see.
Banged up region.
Schedule.
I can't answer any injury questions. Before then, not banged up. 8 to 12, banged up.
Banged up.
Sorry, can't answer your questions. Miles, I agree with you, though. I think it's going to be high scoring. I think both defenses are definitely banged up, but both defenses are definitely not shown a whole lot this year. I think there's been patches where Josh Pascal has shown the ability to take apart a game. Outside of him, I'm not sure if we've had someone that's been super effective. I know Jarquez Jones started off the season quite well. DeAndre Squares had his moments.
Trevon Wallace, SEC freshman of the week.
Trevon Wallace is coming along. He's going to be an all-time player for us. I think Yusuf Cork has definitely had some really good moments. But at the moment, it's like we've got Josh up front, Yusuf down the back, and not a whole lot in between. So I think their defense has struggled as well. I don't think there's been a game where they've really been able to shut anyone out, including Bowling Green. So I think it's going to be a high-scoring game and should be fun for the fans that turn up into the sub-zero weathers, Brent.
Yeah, I'll be one of those fans. I already feel like shit. Can't wait to feel like shit again with just the cold weather and snarling. My voice says that in the third. But you said it's going to be cold. You guys think it's going to be high scoring. I actually believe it'll be – I think the under might actually hit.
Wow.
What's the total?
16.5.
Well, consider this before you make a bad prediction like you have before.
Yep.
Okay. Consider this. We had two beautiful wide receivers sitting on this couch earlier in the week.
They did.
Who said they better look out. They're pissed off.
Yep.
Good luck the next four opponents. You'd have that on one side. Mm-hmm. On the other side, Tennessee players saying, we don't lose to Kentucky.
True. Which means?
Which means?
Hard hitting. Defense.
That is two immovable objects just coming at each other.
Okay, but what travels in cold weather? Defense and running the football.
Polar bears.
That too. Penguins.
Yep.
Santa Claus, maybe.
Reindeer, definitely.
Yep. Reindeer, probably. Yeah. Yep. Anyways.
The flu.
COVID.
Yep.
Yep. Hendon Hooker doesn't play well in the cold. Chris Rodriguez needs a bounce back game. And maybe.
Ice cream trucks.
That feels like more of a warm weather.
They travel through warm weather. It was cold. Yeah.
It's cold inside. Depend
inside. Inside the truck.
Yep. And, yeah, so I think it'll be a little bit more low scoring than we think.
Miles? Mm.
No, I think you're going
to
eat
your words.
I
don't think it'll be like 10-3, but I think it'll be like.
I also don't. I didn't read enough into this, and this is my fault. The guy that said from Tennessee, we don't lose to Kentucky, was he not on the team last year?
I think he was.
Was he may have been a transfer. I don't want to be stupid and say that he's an idiot, but if he was on the team.
Well, so, okay, so to do the usual, like, they've clearly taken it out of context. So the whole statement was something like, we obviously had a really bad year against them last year.
Okay.
We're not a team that – we don't lose to Kentucky. Like, in last year, we want to make up for last year because we don't lose to Kentucky. So it was about how bad they were last year, and they will never repeat that.
I understand the sentiment. Like, when I first got here in, like, the mid-2000s, I understand because we were going through a struggle against Tennessee.
2050, you mean? The mid-2000s, yeah. Yeah.
But, like, lately
was
we Sharp played –
was Sharpton your guy back in the day or no?
Not quite. But we've played competitive, and we've beaten them twice, right, in the last – four?
2 out of 4, yep.
Yeah, it's like we're right there with them.
No, sorry. 1 from 4.
We beat him, Steven Johnson.
Yeah, that's 5 years ago.
Okay, 2 of 5.
Yeah.
No, that's 4. 2021 minus 2017 is 4.
I think it's 2 of 4.
Well, okay, hold on. Let's work this out. So last year we won. That's 1.
Yep.
Okay, we lost the year before that at home.
Yep.
We lost away because they smacked us.
Yep, and then beat them the year before that.
Oh, yeah. But I keep thinking that this year counts.
But you weren't here, so, like, you get a, you get a pass.
Yeah, but 2 and 4, like, we're
– same as
he
Florida.
He just acts like – yeah, we act like – the kid acts like we can't play with him when we have the last 4 years.
I think personally, it's nothing to do with that. I don't think our defense – and we always say, like, don't say the obvious stuff. But I'm just going to say something that made me not – I don't think our defense matters at all this weekend. I don't care. We could put anyone out there. It doesn't matter because they could score every time. It's honestly about whether our offense can score 95% of our drives. Like, I just think, like, it doesn't really matter about our defense because they're going to score points. We obviously can't win the game if we don't score, but we can't win it if we don't put up, like, 35 or 40 this week. So I don't really care how our defense plays. Will just has to be better and play lights out, and we have to put up a bunch of points and we're not winning.
Don't just let him keep going, because if you want to say anything else, this is one of the better takes you've had.
Over 40 points we need to win.
Okay.
Like,
but,
I don't
okay.
think our defense
but
can stop
them. But if the defense
them.
Shuts them out,
they can't.
Then it probably would
but
be
they
helpful.
Won't. They won't.
It?
It would be helpful. It would be helpful,
okay,
but
so
it's
it
not going to happen.
Matter.
It's not going to happen. That's okay.
So you're just giving up on
them. I've given up on our defense, yes.
Mark Stoops,
I think they get turnovers this week.
That's the one thing they haven't done, though.
I know. And they're due to have some. Dude. They get them this week, and it's not picks, cold fumbles. That's what they'll get this weekend is fumbles on the ground. Yep. And the offense does play well, like you're saying, but high scoring, and then we just get some key turnovers. I think they're going to move the ball up and down on us. It's just a matter of can we get the ball out some.
They talked about Miles. Sorry, Brent, to cut you off there. They talked about because he was – very hot on this before the show.
Okay.
You wanted to talk about the fact that we haven't thrown the ball over 20 yards in the month of October. Why?
Banged up.
I mean, banged up would be a good start.
We'll see.
Do you have an explanation you have in mind?
We'll see.
I have a theory as to why we haven't thrown it.
Okay.
Open up the playbook.
I think.
Is this a serious theory or okay, we're about to find out.
It's actually serious.
Okay.
Okay.
And we're getting into the X and O's of what I know,
okay.
which is very little.
I was getting ready to say, this is not scoop for those who are
I
listening.
Think, okay, people listen to him go, that's the most intelligent thing that's ever been said on the show, probably.
Well, I mean, Lance isn't here. You're here.
True. Teams have said, all right, when you go play action, we're going to put anywhere between 3 and 11 guys
on
number one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Will says, I think I can squeeze it in there still.
Yeah.
That's what's been the problem.
Well, and also,
and he's like the only guy that we have run deep other than Josh.
We would have had one. Yes, correct. And we would have actually had one to Josh last week, and Will missed him on it.
Well,
for the touchdown.
Josh said he ran slow.
Yeah, okay. Which also, we never really got to that, but that was one of the wildest things I've ever heard to say. Right. A wide receiver saying, I didn't really sprint for that one. It was like, come on, man. Like, How bad of an excuse? How much do you have to reach to make up for Will?
I actually genuinely, after the show, after we went to Scout Tin Roof for next week, I actually asked him, I was like, all right, you're off the podcast now. Like, he overthrew you, didn't he? He was like, no, I really ran the route wrong. He's like, did it look like you overthrew me on TV? And I was like,
yeah, it did.
Yes, it did. Yeah. So maybe he did just run it wrong. He's banged up, so he's got to come back.
We'll see.
There's your Belichickian analysis.
We'll see. Well, we'll get to a little score prediction in a little bit, but I think we're all probably the agreement that this is going to be a really tough game. I think Tennessee, the line is now back to a pick'em, right?
Tennessee always makes me nervous. Yeah. I don't know what the line is. I'm ready to get it over with because it just
– yeah. Well, I'm normally a fan of anyone that wants to volunteer their time and services, but not anyone on Saturday night in Orange.
No. And normally, I think we like to touch on it. I don't think special teams – and I'll eat these words, I'm sure. I don't think special teams are going to make that big of a difference because I don't think either team's going to punt much. No. And if you're settling for field goals, that's not going to be good. You better be getting seven when you go down.
Hold on. Huge breaking news.
Yep.
Tennessee is wearing orange pants on Saturday per CBS Sports.
I mean,
news.
Who cares? Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
I hate Tennessee.
I mean, you
dude.
Go and f***ing edit your own thing then.
I hate – well, I'm not – I'm practicing for Sunday because I'm not there and you all get going, this is a –
it's going to be out of control.
Interesting. Speaking of out of control.
Can we just talk about
there was a monkey, Miles, during the week that decided to – so here's the backstory for those of you that, again, have been living under the rock or a rock, for the one listener that lives under the rock. So there was a Halloween party held at the special teams coordinator's house of the Texas football
–
University of
the
Texas
Longhorns.
Football.
Yes.
Longhorns. Yes.
Matthew McConaughey. Okay.
And they had like a walkthrough and you could basically go through the house. They decided to throw in this extravagant thing. And the wife of the special teams coordinator is called Pole Assassin. She used to be a stripper. She used to strip with the monkey, unbelievably. And they were letting kids walk through. Now, we got nothing against Pole Assassin or people that assassinate poles. It's perfectly up to them.
Or if you like monkeys.
Correct.
You seem to know, like, did you go through this yourself?
It seems like
you were down there.
I'm bite free. I do have a Band-Aid on my finger. It's not from the monkey. And so, basically, what happened was is kids were walking through. Apparently, the place was sectioned off, and the monkey just went nuts. But
went
then more came out. More came out and said that the person, like, Pole Assassin came out and said, this person put their hand into the cage. Yada, yada, yada. Anyway, monkey bite onto the arm, wouldn't let go. What are our thoughts, Miles?
I've got two big ones. Okay. First, and we were talking about it before, the outcry of how does he still have a job as the special teams coordinator when he's done nothing wrong? He's married and he has maybe a slightly strange pet.
That's true.
That's not even really his.
And you can't job shame the wife.
Like,
the pole was
if he's coaching football and he's married, like a lot of football coaches are, I'm sure a lot of the coaches here at UK have pets. Mm-hmm. I don't see the issue with being married and having a pet.
Same.
That's one. Two, did you see his name did get floated around the job searching pool?
Wow.
Louisville's interested.
That's pretty good.
That's huge.
Yep.
So you're saying
Pole Assassin and the monkey may soon be in the state of Kentucky.
They may be in
they
the
could
Louisville
be in the
dorms specifically.
Yes. I'm not going to get into the housing arrangements that they would get
I heard his name was getting thrown around for Cincinnati Zoo, the main keeper.
Oh, no.
Rest in peace, Harambe.
Oh, yeah, because that was a tough one, and they're going to have to revitalize that.
Underlying story here, married to the Pole Assassin, the kicker's name for Texas, Dicker the Kicker.
Yeah.
So
Dicker
just another underlying.
Kicker.
There's a lot of layers to this story here with – we don't even know the coach's name because of everyone else involved.
That is the funny
Andy
thing.
Andy Flood.
That is the funny thing, though. Is like,
let me double-check that. If I know that off the top of my head, that is insane.
That is funny that it is one of those things. It is one of those things where, like, the story's huge, but the coach is so insignificant in the whole scheme of college football that no one even – like, his name should be well-known. Like, everyone should be saying, oh, this guy. Yeah. And everyone's just like, oh, special teams coordinator.
Pole Assassin.
Yeah, and Pole Assassin.
Not
I don't even know
close.
Pole
That's
Assassin's real name.
Well, I just made that name up.
Yeah, I'd love to know what that name
Jeff
actually.
Jeff Banks.
What
I
is,
don't know.
What is,
Jeff
the actual, what is the name that you said? What's the name that you said?
Anthony Flood.
Look up Anthony Flood
Anthony
while we
Flood,
continue
yeah.
to talk. But, yes, I think there would be a small chance, though, that I'd be playing that monkey on special teams this weekend, though. If I see a little monkey running out in the number 40 in the Longhorns uniform, that'd
they
be
should make him the team mascot for this week.
They should.
Like,
they should.
Bring him out with the team.
But just keep him away from all young kids.
For showing showing support for – what was the monkey's
name? He was a lot like you, though, Brent, in terms of, like, he felt really bad because when you were missing out on the wings when we were doing the tailgate, it was a little bit like him. He was missing out on all the candy, and he was angry, and he just wanted to chomp down on something.
Can we talk about the chicken sandwich in the photo we posted for the –
Sure. Well, Miles, who is it?
It's no one.
It's just there's not a person.
There's a random person on Instagram that lives in northern Kentucky that follows some people. I follow named Andy Flood.
Okay.
But no Anthony.
There was a famous event that
he
happened.
Might be a listener.
There was a famous event that happened thousands of years ago, but that I'm not sure if that event's brother was Andy.
No, I don't think it was either.
There was a flood in Paducah where I'm from.
Okay.
Back in the 30s maybe.
Okay.
Well, there was a flood in where I went to school, Irvin, Estill County, Kentucky. Just wiped the whole county away, so
I didn't think we'd get into the history of floods today, but here we are.
Yeah, well, it's your fault. You're talking about Anthony Flood.
We've had cows, we've had hair, and we've had floods in the last few weeks, which has been great. SEC predictions, lads, going to be an interesting week as it comes down to the nitty-gritty and the serious stuff at the end of the season. Every game, obviously, is a must-win at all times, but these ones especially.
Well, especially if you want to get into the playoffs.
You would not want to be the team that drops one at the moment. I'll read you out the lines, and we'll try and get through them as quickly as we can, as always. But we'll try and continue to keep our good rate going. I think we went very well again last week. So if you're a betting type, you should be really following us at the moment because we're actually doing really, really well. So, Miles, I will give you the first one, and it is our great friend Grant McInnes at the University of Missouri. They play Georgia. Georgia is an 8-0, as you know, undefeated. And the Missouri quarterback is out. Not in, out.
Hold on.
Bazelak out. UGA minus 39.
In.
Ooh, I was about to say, let's play guess the line.
What would you like?
Okay, first, it was good to see Grant last week.
We can't play guess the line because he knows them all.
Okay,
continue.
Yeah, that's true.
I actually haven't looked this week, but I'll give you what I would expect it to be.
All right.
That one, yes. Missouri has not covered a spread. They're the only FBS team this year. Has not covered
Correct.
One week.
Yep.
What more fitting week than playing the clear best team in the country? Without their starting quarterback, what I respect the most is the line probably didn't even move when they said he was
one.
Out.
Moved one
point?
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll take him. And hold on for – obviously, they're not going to win.
Yeah.
But just hold on for dear life. That's a lot of points.
What's
an awful lot of points.
What's funny is if Vegas is just tossing the softball, be like, okay, we want you guys to cover at least one game, and they still don't cover.
Missouri are 4-4 at the moment. Obviously, needs six games to make a bowl game. And Grant was calling me today, and he was talking about all the things him and his lovely girlfriend have planned for the week straight after the season's done. So he's not even planning on a bowl game.
Wow.
Yeah. So
well, get him kicked off the team.
There you go, Grant McInnes. I'm sure Eli Drinkwitz, if you're listening to this, maybe get back to the game plan, big fella.
You all never even – we still never got a hold of him. For you guys to apologize.
Liberty, Ole Miss. We will. We'll get him on soon. Liberty, Ole Miss. Miles, before Brent puts in his prediction, please give us the line that you would expect it to be.
It'll be – because I would expect it to be high, and it won't be because Liberty can score. I'm going to go like Ole Miss, like 13, 14.
Okay, it's Ole Miss 9.5.
Yeah, I'll take Ole Miss. And it's a noon game, so I probably won't take them to cover just because it's weird.
Yeah, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I'll take Ole Miss real quick, too. Oh, by the way, just put it in just so we can keep track. You want Missouri or Georgia?
I want Missouri because of the uniform video put out today. I thought it was funny.
It was really cool.
Well, it was like you thought. I thought it was cool. I genuinely thought it was funny because one of the guys in the videos, and we'll tweet it out or something like that. He turns around and there's just the tiger.
Yeah,
which is the least intimidating tiger
it's
of all
like
time.
A fluffy tiger,
and it's like if it touches you, you're dead.
Yeah, it's also true though that the series itself was a least intimidating kind of girl, and then they were shooting the stuff out of its eyes.
That's fair.
I'll take Georgia just because I think that Missouri are just done and guys like Grant have decided that they're going to book things in for the season after.
Yep. Perfect.
The week off season. I'll take Ole Miss as well. Miles, real quick. Ole Miss
y'all
minus 9.5.
Ole Miss?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll take – well, is Corral playing?
Oh, that's true.
I'd want to know
He is.
Okay, I'll take him then.
I'll take the next one. It's Auburn plays Texas A&M. It's at Texas A&M, which I think is big in college games. Miles, please guess the line real quick.
That'd be like a pick 'em. So I'll go with a field goal. It'll be like A&M 3 or 4.
A&M 4.5, okay. Which makes me want to take Auburn because I think it's a field goal game too. So I'll take Auburn, probably not to win, but to cover the points for 4.5.
I don't think I've hit a single Auburn bet this year. I always bet Auburn wrong unless it's the Penn State.
What would you like?
I I'm going to just take them to win. I've doubted them all year. I still don't think Texas A&M is that.
I'll take A&M just based off what you just said. I was going to take them anyway.
Fade myself
on them. They blow them out.
Big game for – well, it's not a big game for Kentucky, but it's great because it, you know, makes one of those teams have three losses, which hopefully we do not end up with this season, and therefore we will move above them because they're 13 and 14 in the rankings. Mississippi State, who's also ranked against higher than us at the moment, Miles,
yep.
at 5-3, plays an Arkansas team that's 5-3. At Arkansas, please guess the spread.
Such bullshit, they're ranked 17.
Arkansas is coming off a bye, maybe?
Yes.
Because they had the rough week with Pine Bluff, yep. and then they got their yep. bye week.
Really bad game against Pine Bluff. Didn't even get close
Arkansas,
to covering.
It's at Arkansas?
Yep.
Arkansas will be favored. I'll go 7.
4.5. Wow. Arkansas minus 4.5. Who do you want?
I'll take Arkansas for bye week.
Okay.
I'll take Arkansas too. Mississippi State's not good. They've got a few good wins, obviously over us and like NC State and who's the other team that's ranked?
They beat NC A&M. State and they beat A&M.
They beat A&M, right. which doesn't yeah. make yeah. any sense.
No, yeah. I mean, sure, good for them for beating Kentucky, but the fact they're ranked 17th, a joke. Arkansas covers.
I'll choose in my head and not my heart. I know everyone's bitter that we lost, but they're a good football team. They made us look silly last week. I'll take Mississippi State. Arkansas started out really hot and they've fallen in a hole since then. So I'd happily take Mississippi State, even though they're away. LSU, Alabama. Miles, please give us the line. It's at Alabama.
30.
It's 28.5.
There you Brent, go.
Close. Brent.
Good. LSU covers, but Alabama wins.
No.
Interim O.
No.
I'll always take interim O. No.
The funny thing is Brent said that like it was a 2.5 point spread and he yep. was being real sneaky like, this team covers, but the other team wins.
But they sneak in.
I mean, well, Alabama could win by 27, and then you're like, you're correct.
Well, but
right.
I can't say that, like, if I say LSU covers, I still don't have an answer for who wins the game.
Well,
you
I
expect
mean,
them
you're
to win?
Technically correct, but it's just like, I know.
It's just like dotting the T's and crossing the I's. It's not like I'm making some bold
Miles?
Prediction.
Okay, just because I think that's – okay, I'll run with that. I could see LSU actually winning the game. I'm going to take that. Just because it sounds so dumb and we all laugh at each other now, LSU covers easily, scores a lot.
But you're saying they win?
Could. I'll say they cover, could win.
See, that's another one of those things where we talk about like saying things that are obvious. They could definitely win. They're in the game. Like it's one team playing another.
I'm going to say it is a two possession game or less.
Okay, that's a better prediction.
There you go.
I think it would have to be one possession game for you to say like they're close to winning.
Okay.
Maybe
like
a
what
late score.
A late score, yeah.
Okay. I'll take Alabama there just because I think it's going to be right on the dot at about 28. I don't think LSU can stop Alabama from scoring. It's just how much LSU can score. And I think it's the business end of the season. It's the banged up end of the season.
Banged up.
We'll see, but I think Alabama absolutely turns into first gear at the moment and crushes them. I'll take the next one, which is the final game besides ours, which is Florida, South Carolina. Both teams 4-4, which is actually surprising when you look at it. The fact that they have similar records when one team clearly seems to be a lot better than the other. Florida is, Miles, how many point favorite?
Where's the game?
It is at South Carolina.
20. 21.
Pretty close. It's 18. It's 18. This is an interesting one because...
Wait, what time's kickoff?
It is at 7:30 p.m. This is an interesting one just because, like, yes, Dan Mullen is very good. Yes, the Florida team isn't as bad as the 4-4 record suggests, and I am going to take them. But there is a chance that, like, all the guys at Florida, as you would know, even a little bit with Kentucky in previous years, if you can't win the national championship, at times you do check out. As soon as you lose that first game, you check out. That's why our first game with Florida is always so big. Because if we lose it, we know we can't win the Natty anymore. And everyone sets their sights on the Natty. And you always are like, ah. And then you just go through the season. If you're having like if you've got a 3-loss season, 4-loss season, yes, you play to win all the time. But there are times where it's like, well, my life's really not on the line in this game. Like, I'm not playing for my Natty. I'm not playing for a New Year's
life
Bowl.
Life on the line?
Life should be playing on the line. But they aren't. They're not going to play like that. Like, they're 4-4. So the fact that they're at South Carolina, which will be like a subpar crowd, even though they're always pretty loud, it's just going to be a little bit subpar. I'll take Florida cover, but it'll be like late because Dan Mullen loves covering. So they'll be up like 12 points, and then they'll get a touchdown late 19.
Going for two, probably yeah. two. Yeah. Did you see? Which I don't even know why I asked. You all didn't see the press conference this week. No media. No players available this week for media.
We invited them onto the show.
Oh, that's right. We did. Yeah.
We said anytime they want to come on, they can.
Freedom boys.
Yeah, freedom boys.
Yeah, I think red flags. And as much as I love Dan Mullen, this is the week. They don't lose, but they don't cover. It's close. And ugly.
Brent?
I think South Carolina pulls the upset.
Wow.
Just being, I mean, they got to win one big game, I think.
Okay.
They beat Vandy.
When you do big predictions like that, you've got to back them up, and you've got to have to apologize if you were wrong.
I'll do that with LSU. If LSU loses, if Bama covers, I will apologize publicly.
Okay. Deal.
Not on this show. Like, actually, in what you like the courthouse or something with a megaphone, I will go in public on the record.
The last game is obviously ours. Kentucky plays Tennessee at the beautiful Kroger Field. It's going to be freezing cold. Please come rugged up if you're going to the game. Otherwise, enjoy the game from the comfort of your couch after listening to us during the day. 7 p.m., we're at home, Miles. We're 6-2. They're 4-4, although I think, again, a bit like Florida, they're a little bit better maybe than their record suggests. They are one-point favorites.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's flipped.
The line is moved.
They are one-point favorites. I'll give you 30 seconds. Why or why not for Kentucky this week?
Why not us?
Yeah, why not us?
We'll see.
I mean, we are banged up. I'll take us.
SEC schedule.
I'll take us in a high-scoring game. Like I said, I think we get some key turnovers, and for once, we hold on to the ball ourselves and don't give it to them. I'll go 38-28, Kentucky. That would be an over, wouldn't it? Yeah.
That would be an over. Brent, the over is 56.5.
It's moved a touchdown.
So, it must be the cold weather.
Jesus.
Brent, I know you're a bit disappointed and upset and you're just having a tough time, so you really don't care about a whole lot of things this week. But Kentucky needs this win.
Are you stalling for me again?
And I'm giving you plenty of time because if you dare don't know the score this time, I was going to lose it.
I do have my score.
Giving you
time.
Yeah,
I got it.
Give us 30 seconds on why or why not. Or we'll see.
Just one sentence. Miles Butler showed up to the podcast today. Kentucky is 6-0 when Miles Butler shows up for the in-person podcast. So we got the mojo. He's even wearing UK socks.
You do represent the program a little bit in terms of, like, there was a lot of effort early days with the podcast. We were just knocking it out of the park. 6-0. Then a little bit of complacency slips in.
Yeah.
I'd rather just run my own show. It revolves around me a little bit. Slip up a couple of times, and now he's locked straight back in.
Yeah.
He's focused. Genuinely, though, I think Kentucky needs to play better. Obviously, they're going to play better, I believe. And I'm just going to go Kentucky 27-24. No need to elaborate like I usually do.
I work at a place where there's a lot of elderly males that talk football a lot around the office. Sometimes they involve me. Sometimes they like to talk about it without me because they don't like to spread their opinion about the players knowing that I know them.
Elderly males? White House?
Retirement home.
Okay.
I'm actually just a guest there, to be honest. I just live there.
Oh. Nice.
So they love, I've heard this 20 or 25 times this week. Man, Chris Rodriguez just got to hold the damn ball. Just got to hold the damn ball, man. What's been going on? And then, like, I hear them talking. I'll hear them talking, and then they'll be like, let's go ask Max. And then they'll all come out, and they'll be like, hey, man, what's going on with Chris? And I'm like, I don't know. How's he doing in class? Is he getting Fs? I don't know. I haven't been following his class schedule right now. But
how's the girlfriend? All that. Yeah, how's his life? It's okay.
So I'm expecting a big turnaround from Chris, knowing the proud man that he is. I could see them shutting Chris down a little bit after this game because this is our Super Bowl right now. We win this, we go 10-2. We lose this, we end up 9-3. I don't think the other games matter, honestly. So I can see Chris being all in on this game. We shut him down a little bit for the rest of the season knowing that he's probably going to the draft. So I think he has a huge game. I think our O-line's been a little bit touched up. Do you guys say touched up in America?
No.
It means like you've been like beaten badly. Like you've been destroyed.
Smoked.
We don't say touched up. I think you understand
why. Okay, I get why. Yes,
yeah,
I understand why. But in Australia, like it's not that kind of connotation. It's like I've been beaten.
Well, I think America culture is probably a little different than Australia.
Okay.
Is this
yeah,
rate?
We don't. I mean, yeah, we don't get into the whole touching up. But so the O line has just been very miserable the last 2 weeks. I think we can all agree on that. They haven't given Will a whole lot of time. Georgia blew us up. I think Mississippi State had great success. I think it's a big prove it week for them too. So I feel like we're going to run the ball down their throat. Cohen's going to make a great return. I think it's going to be awfully close, but we're going to win 45-42.
Wow.
And there is going to be a big kick at the end, Miles, for a big win. So Matt Ruffalo will finally get his chance.
You know what makes me nervous, though, is the fact that we haven't talked about Will once when he is probably the biggest piece in this whole thing. Because this offense literally goes as he goes. That's been proven.
Okay. Well, as always, besides maybe a triple option offense – I would say most offenses are dictated by how the quarterback plays.
Yep. Asshole.
True or not true?
I mean, true.
Oh, we'll see.
Like, well, actually, you know what? I'm going to disagree with you. I mean, Kentucky in 2018, you guys won 10 games. And, you know, aside from the Florida game, a lot of it was dependent on Benny. You can't tell me I'm
wrong. Yeah, but if Terry Wilson still has the ball in his hands, if he fumbles it or throws picks, like, we still had to throw the ball.
Well, yeah,
it's
sure.
Like Derrick Henry, super important for the Titans. Probably their most important.
He was.
But everything still runs through Tannehill.
Well, I mean, it's like the Vikings. They just run through Dalvin Cook.
I hope not the whole team.
I mean, Kirk Cousins is trash.
Did you see the Derrick Henry throw, the touchdown pass he had?
Yeah.
The best part of that play, because I was obviously celebrating as a
Are you
Nashville.
Titans fan?
I mean, you kind of have to be if you live in Nashville, don't you?
Well, what about before that? What about before that?
I didn't really care. But, like, it's fun now. You go down to Broadway and yell. Had a guy wide open on the left side.
Yeah.
Didn't even look at him.
And to all the running backs that believe that they're going to be quarterbacks, look what happened to poor old Derek after he tried it. Yep, out for the season. See you later, Derek.
Oh.
So that'll be it for this week, unless you guys have got any more points or anything you'd like to add. We'll see you guys on Sunday at Tin Roof. Please come down. Have a beer while you're watching. Should
wants
be
to
great.
Buy my tickets, please.
Chris and Cavassier Smoke will be down there. Okay, 30 seconds, though, real quick. That is the worst thing about it, is that not only, like, do you want to sell the tickets because Aaron Rodgers is in play, no one wants to buy them now.
I mean...
Like, people do, but, like, there's not. It's not as big of a game.
I mean, maybe I'm just making myself feel better, but, like, it's still Arrowhead. It's still a cool place. Mahomes, even though they play like shit, like, he's still going to be there.
He should be.
I still love...
Jackson Mahomes will still be there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
What if out of respect, just to kind of make it a more even matchup, once you arrive, you realize Mahomes is sitting out that game?
Elijah Moore touchdown.
Most people would tell you if you go to Arrowhead to throw something at him, but I'll tell you what, I'll give you the ultimate praise if you can get in the back of a Jackson Mahomes TikTok. Are you there?
Deal.
Yeah. Deal. So if he's doing it in the background, you got to get there.
All right, deal.
All right. Well,
I do want to say, genuinely, I am upset, and it would make it a lot easier if we weren't doing our first live show at Tin Roof. So I guess maybe I'll just be a surprise for Sunday. I'll just be a surprise.
Put the bottle down. You don't need to be doing that yet. Just relax on it, okay?
It's been a long week.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see, I guess, if Brent wants to turn up on Sunday or not. It's really up to him. It's up to him whether he turns up.
We'll see if he turns up.
I can't guarantee it.
If I do, I'd be the ultimate man.
I'd love Tim Roof to give us the starting roster, but they haven't. So we'll see if he wants to turn up or not. That's really up to him. So here's another episode for us. Good luck for the Cats tonight. I hope you guys are all cheering them on. Get down to KS Bar. Get yourself a drink. Nice, cozy weather down here. Enjoy the game. And go Cats.
Go Cats.
Thanks.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.